Recording in progress.
If everyone could turn on the mic in front of you. Good, 1, 2, 3. Four. Okay, we have four mics on, and I think we're ready to go.
Okay, so call the meeting to order. Billy, do you want to do a roll call?
Sure.
Mr. John
Abbott.
Present.
Mr. Michael Stegman.
Present.
Commissioner Abdul Higgins.
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. So first order of business would be to approve the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Support.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
No one opposed. That motion passes. Next item is your recommendation on the payroll and HRIS system.
Minutes.
Oh, minutes. Okay. So approval of minutes from our February 20th meeting. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved. Second.
Moved and supported. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That motion passes. Now we're on to item number 3, which is the payroll and HRIS system.
Yes. Okay. For this item, we're asking for a board authorization to enter into a 5-year service agreement for payroll and HRIS system services. Our recommended vendor based on the evaluation committee process is Paycor. We did have this, if you remember from previous meetings, we rebid this project. You kind of fine-tuned our approach a bit. Rebid the project. We did get 5 bidders or 5 responses, and after careful consideration and the convening of the committee, we settled on Paycor as the best response price and other score. So that's our recommendation to the board. It's $42,000 and change per year, and again, this is for a 5-year.
Yeah, and I read it ahead of time. My one question is, and I'm guessing it is, but I just want to ask, is this a cloud-based service? I mean, we don't, or do they install it on, I mean, we don't have a separate server here that houses software, do we?
Yes, this would be based upon a cloud-based service, so to speak, so it doesn't, you know, infringe on our service at this point.
Gotcha. Yeah, and certainly we all know one of the real benefits of that is that it's always got to stay current. There'll be updates as there's new, you know, payroll laws change all the time.
Correct, Glenn. Anything more to add?
The chair, I was just going to say that your servers are both.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, thank you. Yeah, and I thought the cost seemed quite reasonable for what you're getting. So, any other questions?
Is there any concerns about transition from the current system to the new system?
No, I don't think so. Not at this time. As I understand, you know, from Leah Sutter itself, this is something for which we could kind of make a very good transition from and over to.
And I guess that's it brings to mind another question. Then, when would you start?
The Sutter's not here at the time to kind of confirm that, maybe you know exactly when you want to start this.
So it was sort of up in the air simply because we did have a plan, but it was adjusted simply because we went back out to bid. We have not finalized the date, but during the discussions and interviews with the vendors, we did figure out that the time, our choices, they were able to meet them. So we either are doing end of the year, calendar year, or mid-year, which is fiscal year end, and they would be able to meet both.
Okay. Yeah, and thank you. You probably guessed where I was heading. I was looking at Rajiv and, you know, knowing that we're going to talk about the audit. And so I was hoping the answer was that we're going to try to do it before June 30th and make the audit more complicated. So June 30th at the easiest, and then from having installed payroll systems before, one reason people like calendar year cutovers is then your W-2s are good for the whole year and you don't have to import information. Okay, so with that said, is there a motion to
so moved. Second.
Okay, been moved and supported. All in favor?
Aye.
And no one opposed. That motion passes. Next is the overhead door replacement at the Huntington Police Station.
Very good. So for this item, we're asking the board to approve a not-to-exceed amount of $54,221.90 for Mid-American Group. In this case, we have a current old, I don't know if it's original or not, but it's an old overhead door that's at Huntington. We've been investing to repair it along the way, and it's got to the point where it cannot reasonably be repaired. So it is mostly shut, but it is a pretty serious concern for us to get this addressed right away. For that reason, we're treating this as an emergency, and this is the one bid we were able to get quickly. But based on previous work we've had for the doors, we feel that it's a fair price, and Mid-American is able to move forward with this quickly. Basically, right now, it's one 30-foot door that would be almost impossible to remove and replace, so they're actually going to move the door. They're going to put two smaller doors that are separated by a column that's already there, and then basically plaster, at least metaphorically speaking, plaster over the old door, and just it will be buried there for the rest of time. So that's this item.
Second.
Moved and approved, supported. All in favor?
Aye.
That motion passes. Next is the contracts for employment, procurement, labor, and other legal.
Okay, so for this, this is a need that was identified for having outside counsel support on call with some specific additional bandwidth and experience related to labor and employment services, and also contracting for procurement support. We put out an RFP process here. We got four vendors. We conducted interviews and had an evaluation committee, and settled on recommending awarding work or entering into an agreement with three of those firms, which would be Butzel Long, Dickinson Wright, and Miller Canfield. Each of them had a different strength to bring to that group of services that we need. The way we've covered this is it'll be the three vendors. Our authorization we're asking for is basically $50,000 a year. So the first 3 years will be $150,000 total, and then $50,000 each for these option years. That'll be spread across the three firms as the work arises. So on years when we're having new labor agreements, obviously we're going to spend probably a little bit more with, especially with the labor side of this, which Butzel Long is kind of the strong suit out of these three for that. And then as we're updating contract language, there'll be times along the way where we're using these services to help us support. And also things like if we have a major national or international contractor or vendor, they could help us negotiate some of those more complicated and time intensive terms as well. So that's our approach and what we're asking the board to authorize.
Yeah. So as I looked at this ahead of time, the question was, so, you know, since it's an annual amount split over three, the contracts won't have dollars in them specifically.
Correct.
They'll just establish what the hourly rates are for the various types of attorneys.
Correct. And you're authorizing us to spend up to this amount across them. If we were going to go over that, we'd come back to the board.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, and I personally, you know, since we work with lawyers a lot, know all three firms and they're all fine firms. So with that said, is there a motion to approve?
Motion.
Of course. Then moved and supported. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. No one opposed. That motion passes. Next is the AE service contract extension.
This one's pretty simple, and we have not, we're not where I'd like to be, but it's my fault on this one. As far as getting a new contract solicitation out for architectural engineering services, that's still in process. This extension just allows us not to add any money to the project, but basically to extend the time that our agreement with WSP is active through the end of June. And we're optimistic that will give us enough time to solicit and select a new firm. Well, if we need more time, we'll come back to the board. But the goal still is to solicit and select one or more A&E service vendors for full contract in the future. But this is to keep us going as they support us on all of our critical projects.
So moved. Second.
Okay, it's voted and supported. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Seeing none, that motion passes. Next item is the on-site support for the NFL draft.
Okay, so this item is very similar to an item that was approved by this board back in March of last year, heading into the Grand Prix, yeah. In that case, we had a specific escalator that we needed their support on site for to be able to operate. In this case, it's a combination of ongoing work. We'll need their on-site support for the city to allow us to operate all of the escalators in the system. But also, because there's going to be such a high volume of people we're anticipating, is basically they'll be available for a quick response to any escalator or elevator issue. The escalators obviously have been an ongoing repair project. The elevators are what make our stations fully ADA accessible. And so both of those components will be important for high volume crowds, but also to make sure we can keep all the stations open. We're still not zeroed in on. We're still not zeroed in on the actual or the precise. $55,000 is our maximum authorization. We'll be fine-tuning the schedule. We are running 24-hour service, and so it's likely that we will use the 24-hour team shifts, but we will zero that in when we get closer to the draft.
And going into the draft, is everything functional now?
It's on track to be functional. Yep.
Second.
And moved and properly supported. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, that motion passes as well. Next is the control center video wall readiness plan.
Okay, so this is another one that is related to the draft, but provides some long-term value as well. So the video wall is basically what displays all of the cameras in the control center. So we're just nearing the end of the station technology upgrade project, which means we're doing higher definition and more camera views. And the video wall is functioning, but it feels like it's struggling a little bit with the weight of this new information it's receiving. And so we want to make sure we're in a good position to make to keep that view there. If the video wall goes down, it doesn't necessarily mean we have to stop service, but it means that at least our policy is that we would have active eyes and ears on each platform. So if we lose camera, if one station goes out, for example, we'll make sure that there's some combination of staff that is there with a radio that if something happened, they'd be able to act as the eyes and ears. Again, our policy, I'll say from an editorial perspective, our policy is a much higher threshold than most rail systems. So most rail systems like to have the cameras and they work. But our policy is a pretty high bar of we basically will close the station down if we don't have some combination of either cameras or humans that are able to have eyes on the platform. And I don't think that's a bad approach, but it is definitely a high standard to meet. Anyway, so this project, one of the components that could affect the video wall is the workstations that process all of the cameras. And so we will have to upgrade those anyway moving forward. So what we're proposing here for the $39,000 is that we believe, that includes a contingency, is that we will replace the four workstations that process all these camera feeds in with new workstations and kind of stand them up parallel. So now we will have a duplicate set of workstations. The new ones will be better able to handle the video feed. And then what happens after the workstations is then it goes into a processor that splits it up into all these TV screens that we have on the wall. By having the new workstations, we would be able to skip that step. So now we're isolating, the workstations have a redundancy, and now the wall, if for some reason that wall, the screens or the processor went down for the wall, we'd be able to directly connect the four workstations to portable monitors that are part of this project as well. So not only are we improving the technology that will then support a new permanent proof video wall in the future, it also gives us a almost instantaneous backup that if for some reason the screen wall goes down, we can roll out these portable screens and maintain full visibility to the system. So that was a long story, but it's one of those things where some of the little hiccups along the way implementing the new system brought up problems that we hadn't thought about in a little while. And so this is a response, and really kudos to the whole team, control, maintenance, and administration. As we have these things come up, we're brainstorming solutions and redundant systems. And this is a great example of one that we think is a good investment.
So one question related to this is, I don't know how many of you have ever been over to Detroit Public Safety Headquarters where they have the real-time crime center, and they monitor not only Greenlight, Project Greenlight cameras, but they have DDoT traffic cams, they have license plate readers, so if there's an incident going on in the city, their analysts can access all these different sources.
Yeah.
Is there any Detroit police access to our video if they needed it, or how would they obtain it?
In a real-time sense, yes, there's a one-way feed that they are able to tap into, and actually we're working to repair and upgrade that in partnership with them right now, but there is a connection that gives them a view of the cameras that we can see.
Yeah, because again, it's a tour. If you haven't been there, it's a tour worth seeing, because it's kind of cool how all these systems are available. So then there's analysts that sit in cubicles, so that you know, if there's a chase where, you know, you've heard now departments try not to chase unless they absolutely have to, they can have cameras. They can, you know, put an alert on looking for that license plate, and just like watching it on TV, you can see where the person's going.
Yep.
Okay.
Great question.
All right, so is there...
Once approved, how long will it take to make this fully operation?
It'll be in place before the draft.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
okay.
Second.
It's been moved and supported. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. No one opposed. That motion passes. Next is our good friends at Alan Young to do our audit presentation. And so I know Member Staley needs to leave. We're going to do a motion to accept the audit subject to the presentation.
Yes.
Okay.
And vote on it.
Yep. Second.
And then in favor.
Motion.
Okay. So it's been moved and supported. All in favor.
Aye.
Yeah. And so, you know, I know Mr. Staley has